Traveled, which I did here in New York when I first came in 1915. It was just a plain snow shovel, bought it in a hardware shop. Mm-hmm. And it's now, one replica of it is in Yale. Another one was called Why Not Sneeze? Of course, the title is not a descriptive title because that ready-made was made of a bird cage, a small bird cage, in which instead of a bird there were cubes which looked like sugar cubes.
The cubes were white marble.
That was the visual pun that you, when you picked it up, you understood it was marble and no more on sugar.
Yes.
I also added a thermometer in it. Another one was the vial. I was in Paris in 1919, and I was thinking of bringing back a present for Arnsberg in California. So I went to a drugstore and said, will you give me a vial that you'll empty of whatever serum is in it and seal it again, and what it'll be in it will be Paris, air of Paris. Of course it had to be. So the druggist did it, and I brought my present to Arnsberg, to California. It was called a vial with 50 cubic centimeters of air of Paris.
Was that the last of the actual ready-mades to be manufactured?
Yes, but in my notes in the green box, I mentioned some that could be made. One is, I call it a reciprocal ready-made. You take a painting by Rembrandt, and instead of looking at it, you use it plainly as an ironing board. You iron your clothes on it, so it becomes a ready-made reciprocal.
If you're rather hard on the Rembrandt.
It is, but we had to be iconoclastic then.
Mr. Duchamp, there then are two kinds of ready-mades. Those which exist, so to speak, already before you came upon them,
mm-hmm.
and those which you have assisted. Do you put any priority on one kind rather than the other?
No, it was sort of to add a little diversity to the idea. It was not a